After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, After Buzzers. We're taking a break from earthing and enjoying our charcuterie tray. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County.
I love that earthing reference. That was good. Earthing. I've been using that ever since we saw that episode. I'm constantly trying to earth. Don't bother me, I'm earthing.
We should take our shoes off right now.
We should.
I'm sure
they'd love that here.
Yes. We'll be covering two episodes tonight, Suspicious Minds and Broken Records. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. And the panel is here. We have so much to say. Let's go. Who's sitting next to me?
Yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen. We are in our brand new studio today. And you guys can all catch up with me at Christy Reports.
And I'm Allison Dean, and you can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
All right. We missed you guys last week.
I know. It's been a while.
I know. It seems kind of like it has been, right?
It has.
So with
we've
that,
missed each other.
And we were not in Bali or anything.
So. Well, I don't know about you, lady.
Christy. Oh, now we know.
Well, let's take a little trip to 2 weeks ago when we had this conversation. We're picking up at the party, the Aries party. So we're going back there, and then, of course, we'll bring it to everything that went down tonight. But Heather and Vicky have a moment, and this is after Heather points out that the doctor that Brooks saw treated her cellulite after her twins were born.
Yes.
So, and Heather, I think, is a good gauge of the truth, because I feel like she's not like the Esther that Tamara's got the label on. She's not impulsive, kind of like Megan's been. So, they're like, all right, I'm like into it. So, they have this one-on-one, and Vicky didn't bite her head off. She has a little bit more respect for Heather than the other women.
Another reason why it worked for Heather to be doing that. I think it's a lot of the way Heather delivers things, though. Like, she has a certain approach that... It's like she kind of buffers it before she even starts speaking, like, not trying to attack you, not trying to stir the pot, but just here's where we're coming from. So I think the way she lays it out is helpful.
She does. She definitely has a good delivery, but it's very interesting because delivery aside, I feel like she's always had this kind of status within the group. It's like somehow she's kind of like the next level up. She's fancier and she's, I don't know what, more eloquent and more intelligent and more like anything positive, she's more of it or something.
Yes.
And that's what everyone thinks of her as.
Yeah.
So it's sort of interesting her now giving that information to Vicky. I'm sure she really does take it in a different way because it's like, ooh, it's coming from Heather.
Right. Heather uses the right demeanor to get through to someone like Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Heather points out that the doctor that treated her cellulite, according to Brooks, said that he treated his own cancer with this treatment.
Resveratrol.
Heather's asking all these questions. She's like, well, who's lying? Of course, this is all in her one-on-one. She's not so aggressive with Vicky as the other women have been. So she knows what she's doing. And, this is where the whole conversation started of just, like, show the medical records. Let's go. Let's see what it is. So Vicky asks... Is this any of Heather's business? Why is she up in Brooks's medical records? Why does she want to see all this stuff? You know, what do you think at this point, where we are? Is this really Heather's place?
Well, I think it the same question, you know, in terms of from Vicky's standpoint, I think the same question is asked to all the ladies. I mean, she's really strong in her convictions in terms of saying, like, why do all these ladies care? I don't need to show them anything. But it's really interesting because Every single other lady at this point has now said, just show us the medical records. We would show our medical records if something was in question like that. So at this point, now that all the ladies are on board, it's putting Vicky in a very interesting spot, because now she's really being kind of pressed to the wall and mm-hmm. and really, you know, encouraged to do this and show the medical records.
I think that it's because all of the information that has been delivered has kind of contradicted itself at this point, and everyone is sort of putting this all together. So the natural thing to say is, look, if you want to shut everyone up, then it's a simple thing to do. Just, you know, it's almost like you don't want to tell that to someone. But at the same time, if everyone is piecing things together and the puzzle isn't fitting, the one way to sort of nip everything in the butt is to be like, well, here's the facts, right? Right? So,
right. And as this was all kind of culminating the last few weeks, I've been thinking that too, and kind of more so just out of curiosity and just wanting to
really
know.
We want to know.
Yeah. But as we're sitting here talking about someone sharing their medical records, it's kind of occurring to me how outlandish that really is.
Yeah, truly.
Mm-hmm. Not everything. I mean, just like mm-hmm. one. I don't need to see your entire life's history of medical records. Like, I don't need binders, but just like, you know, if you get something back that says yes to cancer or whatever,
But I think the problem is that you don't get something back that says yes to cancer. You get some convoluted medical
That's
results
not true.
Of whatever.
That's not necessarily true because I've gotten things back where it's like yes to this and you're like, oh, that's not good. So, you know what I mean? Or like you're clear. So it's like,
clear.
In medical speak, but it's not like 12 pages of, yes, you have cancer. I mean, it's, at one point, it's like, yes or no.
Yeah.
Positive, negative.
Well, and your lady's point is just really that Brooks has dug himself this hole by putting out information and giving answers that are not solid.
In a way, I'm sort of the opinion of, like, why do they even care? Why do Vicky and Brooks even care? Like, I think if it were me, I would just be like, think whatever you want. Cool.
We're going to go deal with this cancer.
I'm sick.
Now.
I'm dealing with it. Yeah. Like, why are the other ladies' opinions so important to Brooks and Vicky, particularly Brooks? I'd be like, what do I care about all these ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with my thing. Whatever.
And it makes me more suspicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been watching Vicky's behavior, especially in this episode, Suspicious Minds, very closely. Because we'll get into it as we
Detective
get further into
Brent.
It. But, you know, this time this is when she took off from the party, and even Heather said, well, why are you running? Like, why is she getting out of here so quickly?
Yeah.
So she was done, of course, that pissed off Shannon, and they had that whole conversation in Shannon's living room. But Shannon says, if Brooks is lying, Vicky knows, and she really tried to give Vicky the benefit of the doubt that she knows what's going on, and she's just like, you know, she wouldn't stay in the situation. What was it? Clarify this for me, because it was a little back and forth.
I think the implication from the ladies was just that Vicky could never be snowed that hard.
That was it.
Like, they were saying, like, this is the Vicky Gunvalson. She could not be taken to the cleaners
that far by some guy.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah, I was like, at this point, so much she said.
Right, but it's almost a compliment at this point. They don't mean it well because it's not a good thing.
Right.
But it's like they have so much respect for her that they know she wouldn't be able to just let this fly and be naive about it.
Yeah, they know how strong a lady she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tamara even said that, you know, I think she could be duped because Brooks can be that convincing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know, which is really interesting because now we've seen in many episodes back to back where this Brooks medical records, you know, kind of issue has really been coming to a head for many episodes now. So it's interesting to me, the approach, because it seems like when Vicky is confronted about this stuff, she really gets upset and she escalates and gets angry and screams at them and freaks out. What if she just didn't care and she just to their face said, fine.
Yeah.
Certainly would be more convincing.
Waiter,
give me another
energy.
Drink. Yeah, like just not even giving in and just saying, look, I'm truly not talking about it. Moving on, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's interesting because she keeps like playing into it and it keeps, everybody gets all fired up about it. But it's like, you know, I just feel like if she took a different approach, this whole scenario would be vastly different.
I think we can say that about Vicky, though, in many instances of
truly.
How she's handling
things. I agree
That's
with
true.
You, yeah.
So it's just, you know, I think naturally she's just someone where, as much as there's a lot of people who say, I don't want drama, I don't want any of this, and yet those are the people that frequently attract a lot of...
Cultivate the most drama.
Yeah. Housewives 101.
Yeah, well, how about Tamara's comment at this point that Vicky is turning into Brooks? That was not meant as such a compliment, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they were really implying that she is on board with this, that he's convinced her to go along with this storyline and all the things that we know about Brooks and his financial dealings and cheating and all kinds of things. To say that someone is turning into him is definitely not meant in a positive way.
That's a scary transformation.
Well, Megan places a bet right away in this episode that she thinks in 90 days Brooks will announce himself cancer free. So where do we go? What do we do with you, Megan? What do we do? What do we say?
I know, she's just so blunt and so forward.
I know.
She's just
and like, so I don't know what to do with it.
And so incredibly correct on this point.
Yeah, so you agree. You think that, you know, this he's going to come out and be like, guess what? I'll cure.
It certainly would work. Yeah. It's the only ending I can think of to faking cancer is saying, oh, I'm cured.
Yeah, right.
Truly.
Right?
I mean, where else you go?
Yeah.
Well, let's fast forward to Shannon at this lunch with Vicky, and of course things turn sour.
Wow.
As they do so quickly.
Yes.
Oh, so true.
Like, and Vicky wanted no part of it. She showed up complaining. She it was just like an obligation to her. She wasn't feeling it from the beginning, and then it ended with her basically saying, I'm done, call Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a huge moment for me because I was saying, up to this point, she's done everything to protect him with the whole birthday thing. She didn't want to get him upset. She's been trying to keep him at our, you know, keep him away from them and not involved in the drama and deal with it all and put it all on her own shoulders. But at this point, if this is not the truth, how much can you keep carrying on your shoulders with a lie? And so at that point, she's like, just call him. And that's kind of how I would be. If someone is just making you look so bad, you can't keep covering for them at this point. If that's really what it is, then yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Just be like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
It was a turning point for me, too, but my thinking was, oh, she's not even going to bother to protect him anymore. Mm-hmm. She must know that this is all BS. How do you not defend someone who has cancer? Like, she's all of a sudden going to just stop defending him and no, go talk to him instead? Right?
I was really consumed by the fact that I felt really bad for Shannon in those moments. Because really, Shannon has really been Brooke's biggest supporter from jump. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Vicky was so dismissive to, like, just having a conversation with the one person that has really just tried to be the most helpful all along, I was like, whoa, what's happening with this friendship? Like, this is bizarre. Because I really don't feel like Shannon has done anything wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. And poor Shannon, she keeps getting her head bitten off every time she goes to Vicky with something that she thinks is positive or helpful to Vicky in some capacity. Vicky just loses her mind on her.
Yeah.
And she just it's hard.
Well, that leads us into this most current episode, Broken Records, where Shannon's basically like, it's question. What do you think? Has Shannon been a good friend to Vicky? The question was proposed at the top of the episode. I think she's been a good friend.
Absolutely.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. We can't argue against. There's no points to argue against it.
Mm-hmm. No. And actually, the fact that, like, some of the facts that were put out to the extent of, like, Vicky asking her for help or not asking her for help, that actually kind of irked me a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think we saw any of that footage, but I believe Shannon in that instance, because I feel as though she would wait for someone to say, can you help me with this? I feel like when it comes to medical things, you can give people information, you can say, I will help you, but you have to wait for them to say, I need you to help me. So I don't feel like she would have made those phone calls and all that other stuff. So yeah, I think she's been a good friend.
Yeah,
and like, otherwise, what is Vicky implying that Shannon really did, like, call the doctor and, like, set up the appointment for Brooks, like, against his will? Like, show up here now.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right.
Even if she had, it would be coming from a good place.
Yeah.
And it'd be a friendly thing to do.
Right.
I think Shannon bringing it up at that lunch was a smart thing to do, because she said, look, like, these women are coming to me now asking me, like, how come they didn't go to the doctors that I recommended? They're coming to me for questions. So to bring that to the table, I don't think that was a poor choice that she did. I mean, Vicky, it's a season. It's just not a good look for you.
Oy.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. You know, every housewife has their day or their season, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Heather had hers, too. So,
yeah.
Vicky's been on long enough. She may have had a few, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hers is cyclical.
Yeah,
it's
like
come
back around.
Yes, no.
No. Although she's having a great hair season, I have to say.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Her hair looks fantastic. Yeah. I will give that to her. Yeah.
100% agreed.
The look works.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Success.
You know, I think, I hate to even go here, but I think Brooks actually looks pretty good himself for a man who's so ill. Mm-hmm. I mean,
in his interviews, he did look.
He looks good, though. He doesn't look sickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think, I know.
What can we say? Yeah. We don't know either way here. But I mean, with the story, but I mean, you know.
True. And that's really the gauge. I mean, I feel like it's probably different for different people.
But, yes.
Or in like the stage and severity of whatever cancer it is that you're battling. And
right.
He did say that he stopped doing chemo. And chemo is what really takes the toll on your body. So maybe, mm-hmm. you know, kind of not having that in the mix is helping right. his appearance.
And
as well.
He's getting blood oxygenated back into his body.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And not fast enough, according to Vicky. She's going to get to work.
Speed it up.
Hurry this along. I got to get to work.
Awful.
That really
so
is.
So awful. I couldn't even take it. Oh, my God. Vicky.
He was like, please. Like, things were connected into his face.
Please don't touch it.
I've always loved Vicky and her work ethic.
Right.
At all times, jeez. She's bringing it up on vacation. Remember, she brought the laptop on the vacation. It was like 3 seasons ago, and there was a whole like little bumper of her just working away the whole trip. She didn't care. She's like, I need a day to work. I'm like, good for you.
Hey,
somebody's got to pay Brooks' medical bills.
Oh, right. I like it.
And his child
support. Oh, Christy. Mm. Oh, dear.
That's the angle.
Christy. Oh, dear.
He did look pretty comfortable when he greeted Tamara at the door in his thong sandals and bathing suit.
Wouldn't you?
That made me uncomfortable.
She lives in a beautiful resort of a home.
Did you feel the same? I kind of was like,
okay, if we were doing Jeers and Cheers, that would be my Jeers. That whole exchange was super freaking fake and like, ew. Like, they had just yelled at each other very aggressively days before, and it was like, hey, friend. And you're like, what? Yeah. This. Anyway, that bugged me. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. There we go. Bugged me.
Yeah.
Agree.
Boo.
Yeah. And stay tuned for our news and gossip section to see if Brooks will be returning to Vicky's home anytime soon.
Ooh, okay. Well, I want to talk real quick about the moment where Tamara came in the previous episode to meet with Vicky. I just want to jump back because she apologized for how she got so aggressive at the Aries party towards Brooks.
Right.
And then Vicky apologized. I want to say this because Vicky doesn't spend much time apologizing on this show, but she did apologize for being the one that told Tamara about what Jim said to Brooks at the Tux game.
That was impressive, nice. Grant. Nice. That was what
I followed you the whole way.
Oh, thank you. So, all right. So there we go. Vicky, good for you. You said it. And, I mean, she was the source. Jesus Christ. Let's say what it is.
Don't say that. No, just kidding.
Well, I can use this as a transition because we are now going to be talking about Tamara's baptism, and she's trying to turn her son over to the white light.
Yes.
Bring him to God.
Yes.
This is kind of a developing story, of course, but things don't seem to be going pretty well in Ryan's life.
No. Oh, no. No, no. In fact, excuse me. I got too excited. In fact, I feel like we learned some new information, too. Like, a whole bunch of things came to light here on this episode. We found out that Sarah has lost her business, which, did we know what type of business
guns.
She
was? Guns. Guns.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow. Remember she brought one to the house?
Thanks, Allison.
Whoa.
Thank you.
No,
what did Blake do to you?
I know, right?
Mother issues.
Remember she
here?
Brought one to the first time she met Tamara?
Oh, she just took it out of her purse.
Mine's a cotton candy gun.
That is right. Thank you. So she lost her business, which was curious to me. And I wondered if it had anything to do with the move to OC. Like, was that maybe the excuse? Like, oh, I'm not there to run it or manage it anymore. So it's going kaput.
I don't know. It was the catalyst.
Right.
Or we have no business now and no job. So where do we go?
Time to come to the OC.
And give us $8,000 to do so.
And help us out. Yeah, and then we also found out that Ryan is unemployed.
They called off the wedding twice.
Twice. Which we didn't know about before. I know, and these details were just like hurting my insides just to think, man, like they're already so far. It sounds like in the whole debt-wise, I mean, obviously, they're needing Tamara's help to maneuver around. They don't have jobs. They've got all these kids. It's like,
this is a good example of, like, just, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. You meet someone, just, you know,
slow it down. Just a bit. Not going to hurt a
thing. Just simmer for a bit. Yep. Like, live a little. Yep. Whatever. You can always get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can always have babies. Well, Theoretically. I mean, maybe not anymore for Sarah.
But, you know, she had a few already, though.
Yeah, I think that it's not like she was like, oh my God, I need to have a baby. I'm getting to the age where I can't have babies.
No, her kids could have tided Ryan over for a little while. Let's just say that.
Yes, I would agree with Blake on that. So it was just too fast. Too, right. No.
Yeah, Ryan himself is even saying he wishes that he would not have moved so fast.
Hello.
And then we saw that his grandmother and his mother all said, like, you can't do this. You can't do this.
They all
told him.
They did. And he just didn't want
And he to did it anyway.
I do want to bring up one little thing from the Suspicious Minds episode.
Yes.
When they came into the house, he looked Eddie in the eye. He was saying some negative things about the home as well. But he looked Eddie in the eye and shook his hand and said, you know, thank you. He did that, so I just wanted to. I thought that was really
cool. No, I was like,
player contention. Oh. So I just wanted to say, you
we're
know,
keeping score
props.
Here at AfterBuzz TV.
That's right.
Check.
Ryan,
gold star.
Yes, but okay. only, and I think that one. Says a lot. I mean, man, woman, whoever you are, I think that if you can walk up to the person who's helping you, and even if it's not a family relation, like how it is, you know, between Ryan and Eddie, and just straight up say, thank you for this. Like, that's big, and that's important.
It's a man thing to
it
do.
Is, it is.
Well, it's a human thing to it do, is a but human yes, thing, but it's good that he did it.
Yeah. Right. And part of Simon's problem with him back in the day was that he didn't show a lot of gratitude for what Tamara and Simon were doing for him. So
yeah. Well, I want to say we've seen him do a lot of growing up, but I don't know. I mean, he's been forced to grow up in certain aspects, but not all.
Right.
Well, let's turn to a very successful power couple, the Dubrows.
The opposite end of the spectrum.
a little bit, right? Yeah. So first of all, we have to mention that Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills made an appearance, and they chatted about, apparently she's had a very successful line. What do you want to say about Rinna? Happy to see her? Did you miss her on RHBH?
I love her. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah,
I like her. I thought it was a very welcomed appearance on this show. Funny to see how far back the friendship goes between Heather and Lisa. I had no idea. So that was fun. And, like, of course, I think that's great that Lisa had some fun, helpful advice for Heather on this whole new shopping network adventure.
I like that her advice was, just don't care. Just
like, be you. Everything that you've ever learned to do, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Right. I appreciated that.
I liked the crossover, but to me it didn't do anything for me story-wise.
No, not really.
It was just kind of like, okay. Yeah. But, I mean, they're all the same production company produced the shows and of course, Botched as well. I mean, so it's a great tie-in for Evolution Media. It's very easy for them to do. Right. But to me, it's just like, I don't know. It was like a drive-by. And I'm not used to seeing the crossovers of the Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really seen that
They kind of have a general rule, I think, about they don't want to muddy it up.
Yeah.
No, they've done it.
These ladies over here and these ladies on the West Coast and these on the East Coast. Didn't we see the ladies from New York on this last season of Beverly Hills Housewives?
I believe we saw one.
I think that, yeah, they came and they
There's overlap between Brandy and the blonde in New York. They modeled together.
Okay.
I know.
Which one?
There we go.
Kelly? You know,
The current blonde that's on the show.
Kristen? I can't keep track of all the blondes.
Yes! Kristen Takeman!
Okay. Did you win a little bit of money? It sounds like you won a little bit of money.
Forgive us, we only do West Coast Housewives.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kristen Takeman and... and Brandy are friends, and I think they're having a spinoff show together.
Oh.
I think, I don't know, I'm going to defer to Christy on this.
I was just going
to
say, I've heard no rumblings of this whatsoever.
I have heard this.
And I cannot wait to go home and get my Google on.
Yeah, I have heard this.
All right, I'm
because Brandy is now off the show. Anyway, we're digressing from the OC.
Okay.
I say we throw all the housewives into a house like Big Brother style.
Great idea.
That's my thing.
I would watch it.
Sign me up for that after show right now. Perfect.
That would be so good.
A cross between Celeb Apprentice and Big Brother. Yes.
But the prize should be like some kind of philanthropic fundraise. Like it should be because they don't need money. So it's give the money to a cause.
What was that show that was on years ago that was like celebrities all in a house together? And
The Surreal Life.
Surreal Life. I missed that one.
Another classic.
I was just talking about, I was thinking of Bridget Nielsen and Flavor Flav and how they found love on Surreal
the
Life.
The best Flavor I love is the best unscripted show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It
was gold.
I wish I talk about a super fan. If we did that show here.
Rock and Love,
yay, rock and love chick.
In any case.
host has wandered off the subject.
Okay. I love Julie.
We had to go there. Sorry about that.
Oh, I like that new one. I gotta say, that was festive.
How legit is this Evine that this the shopping network?
Okay, yes. This is what I do have a teensy bit of scoop.
Give it to us, Chris.
Yeah. So, based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you can watch it online all the time, but it is also on television, like it's on DirecTV. I asked my husband's actually in Minnesota right now, and I was like, check the thing and see if it's on. It's on DirecTV nationally.
Okay.
So it's going out to a lot of households. And I know at first, our first reaction was sort of like, why aren't they on QVC or HSN?
Yes.
And they didn't really explain that in the episode, but
I was hoping they would.
Well, yeah. They said something about 88 million people are going to watch this. I mean, come on.
You think that's enough?
That's probably just how many people have access to
DirecTV,
that network or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Like how many subscribers or whatever. But how's that package? Who knows? Who knows?
I know. We were kind of discussing this before our after show here, and we were feeling like, you know, especially right now, Heather and Terry with, you know, his medical experience. Botched. He's a legitimate doctor. Mm-hmm. He's on Botched and everything. I mean, they're kind of a hot commodity. Like, I feel like they, considering who has been on HSN and QVC,
right.
Heather and Terry are fine. They're right in there. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. And I wonder if it's a matter of, like, having resorted to that, or if truly there was an exciting deal that made them choose to go there.
I bet you Evine said they would take less of a cut or something of that nature.
Could be.
You're probably
smart.
Right.
Could be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand why they were so nervous, because they have a host with them that can really kind of carry them, like, hold their hand through. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this host, though, you were noticing had some interesting ways about the show.
Okay, the kissing and hugging on air when they first came on, even at the end. Wait, I mean, as a host, that's like asking for dead air, first of all, which is the first biggest no-no on live television. Second of all, it's very awkward and it's leaning, like,
across.
Everybody do that on live television, and it's for a reason. Plus, we know that you all have been, like, talking to each other. You greeted them 3 hours ago when they showed up at the studio. Like, it just seems
and what if you
generic.
Have, like, a kiss on the cheek that goes wrong, and then you have, like, lipstick on your face the whole rest of the show.
Yep.
Come on, Evine.
I was more confused.
Figure it out.
I was confused because the host that did the run-through was not the same host that did the live show. And why would you have a host that's the same name as one of your guests?
Oh, it was terrible. I thought that too, but they made a reference to being on all weekend. So I think maybe they were on several hours, both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, so maybe
different hosts.
Well, I should have explained that. I was like... Didn't work.
We're keeping us in the dark.
Heather, and this is Heather.
Yeah, that was weird. No, that was very. I didn't like
Come
that.
Come on, you can't find anybody else in the building to do that. I'll do it.
Grant, every girl I went to college with in Minnesota wants that job.
Yeah.
True. Okay, one of them's named Heather.
While some people were enjoying the Evine sales pitches, Megan had her detective glass up and she was reading all the ingredients. And resveratrol, we'll bring this up again, but resveratrol is part of what was in the ingredients, and she of course links that right back to the cancer storyline. This girl is like a dog with a bone with this guy and his medical history.
She is. Ay, Megan.
It's kind of exhausting when you can't even watch a shopping channel without thinking about it.
She brought up again why, you know, Leanne again, and reminded everyone that she has to watch someone die of cancer on a daily basis. And I also wonder too if this Brooks thing is becoming a distraction from that, like a necessary distraction for Megan.
Could be.
You know, she's searching for her justice over here, so she feels like she's doing something,
right?
And is being proactive
because she can't do anything more with Leanne, right?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's got to be so hard, so hard. To be seeing this. And I completely understand her frustration with Brooks. If she truly in her heart and soul believes that he's lying and that this is not true, that's frustrating. Yeah, that's terrible to think that you know someone close to you that truly is suffering from this and here you have someone lying all over the place. But at the same time, you have got to give it a rest at some point.
Like,
yes, in your mind, in your brain, and maybe like to your husband who is forced to listen to you complain about things, that's when you can talk about it. But it's like no one else clearly wants to know about this, or at least everybody seems very surprised at the amount of investigating that she's doing, and every little piece she unveils, everyone's like, you did what?
There's always a reaction.
I think
Shannon was, oh my God. Like, I think Shannon had like a moment of like a recoiling of like, I can't believe this.
Yes.
Megan says, I want truth and I want justice.
Justice.
Now I feel like we're getting a little too crazy here with this.
I want
justice.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time. I think that's the only way she can verbalize what she's feeling like. She feels like it is an injustice that Brooks is getting attention and treatment and being let go for things for having cancer. Meanwhile, Leanne actually does have to have cancer and is dying of cancer.
Struggling.
There's no positivity over here. Like, I think that's where that word justice comes in. Is it's like, she's going to catch Brooks in this lie because that's not right what he's doing. Right?
Yeah. Truly. Right. Which, you know, in like a small internal way, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's very frustrating and awful and like, go Megan, yes. But overall, it's like, it's almost like too gnarly, the investigating that she's doing. It's almost like, ugh, uncomfortable and scary.
Yeah. She doesn't have a lot going on, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a Newport Imaging got a lot of shout-outs today in this episode. And
did someone say Newport Imaging?
I think I heard that.
I think so.
Newport Imaging.
Oh, don't go there for your PET CT scans.
Yeah, no, they don't do it. You gotta go to Hogue.
You gotta go to Hogue.
Yeah. You gotta go to Hogue.
Just skip that phone call, go straight to Hogue.
Woo! See, we learned something watching The Real Housewives. Yeah. This franchise is prolific.
It's educating everyone.
Yes. Yes. So Tamra was looking at the sheet, of course. She's like, she's like, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. It's like, basically, other women were like, the dumbest housewife looked at the report. Like, basically, that's what they said.
To look at the report and relay it to the rest of the ladies.
Not only that, but there was like a huge spelling mistake without spaces between all those medical terms. I mean, that really is terrible.
That would never happen.
I mean, is that? Do you think that was a doctor form? What is this?
I just want to know what doctor would send anything like that. Two words stuck together, I can see, but not like 14 all
Tamra's
stuck
like,
together.
What word is this?
I'm going.
Gonna help.
I don't need a space bar.
She's like, is this the type of cancer you have? It's a very long type of cancer.
I need the reading glasses.
But this whole thing reeked really of a scheme on Brooks and Vicky's part.
And Vicky was very removed from the situation.
She was just,
And Brooks had a prepared speech.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did, didn't he? She kind of said that. And then at the end, when Tamra handed the paper back, she's like, so you're going to tell everybody now that this exists and that it's the truth and you're going to be on my side and I'll jump in front of a bullet for you or something along those lines.
Be my lawyer.
Yeah. So she, I don't know, this could put Tamra and Vicky's relationship in another whole tailspin for next season. It depends how things shake down.
Yeah, I did not understand this whole entire game plan. Because, okay, so you've decided that you do not want to show your medical records to any person. However, you're going to choose a single solitary representative to then take your information and spread it among the group. Like,
he doesn't have cancer. Yeah. Right.
Like, do you really think that's going to do anything? And by the amount of telephone we've seen between the ladies throughout the season, like, really, do you even think that information is going to travel properly to all the right avenues and, like, really squash Megan just by telling? No.
Tamra hasn't really been counted on for that in the past.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean, but Vicky,
I don't know about this.
Vicky views Tamra as her closest ally, though, in the group, her closest friend. So maybe she said, you know, I can give her this information. I trust her.
Yes, which I feel like her approach then should have been, hey, Tamra, you are my best and closest friend. I want to give this information to you and you only. Like, you are so close to me that I care about your thought alone. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting any action out of you, but for your peace of mind, here's what it is. It is true. And then why would you then send her on her way and say, oh, now you've got to tell everyone? Like, no, she did not sign up for any sort of responsibility
messenger
like
role.
That.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think
she trusted her to do that job. You know, I'm trying to think.
Well, trust, or I don't know that that's the right word, maybe.
Manipulation.
Something like that.
And Tamra even picked up on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it didn't help when she was with the ladies at the very end and they all were kind of harping on it and saying, like, yeah, she kind of set you up. And she goes, well, did she pick me because she knew I couldn't read the results? Which is, you know, funny, but
true.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yes, that's precisely what we suspect, Tamra.
That shady group text. I don't do, like, passive-aggressive texts. Like, I don't even acknowledge it like that. If I got something like that, I would. Not that it was passive-aggressive, but it was not
it
the right way
motive.
To handle it.
It felt ucky.
Contrived.
Yeah, I don't. Right?
Ucky's
that.
A good one.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's look at some news and gossip. There's so much going on.
Let's
do it.
Let's turn to it. Whoa. Christy, we have had a lot of talk about these medical records. If you guys would like to see a close-up screenshot of said medical records, you can check them out online. The blog, The Real Mr. Housewife, has the documents, and they're actually kind of spreading online, I assume, now that the episode has aired. I was kind of thinking, I could get some clear screenshots of that.
Yeah. So I was thinking that, too.
Just look for it on the internet. You can check them out.
Did you read them?
I looked at them, but they were a little blurry. I didn't have my glasses, guys. But
it's an issue.
Huge update to this entire story, and I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about this. But reportedly, very soon, Brooks will be returning to California for cancer treatments, and he will, of course, be staying at Vicky's house. Because where the heck else is he going to stay?
A hotel.
So now this kind of goes along with what the friends have been saying, that they're sure that Vicky and Brooks aren't really broken up, that after the reunion they'll get right back together, and apparently he is planning to come in and stay with her and continue his treatment here in California.
Yowza.
Well, Shannon was on Watch What Happens Live, and she said, I think that they'll probably be back together soon based on their history.
Good lordy.
And maybe some unexpected allies, or maybe this makes a whole lot of sense, actually. We know that newbie Megan Edmonds has actually been chatting it up with Gretchen, former OC housewife Gretchen. They apparently have struck up a friendship, and Gretchen has been giving Megan advice about, you know, what to do, what not to do.
With Vicky.
And all that kind of stuff. Oh. Especially Vicky. Maybe. So, brand new BFFs there.
Excellent.
And
there's still room for Gretchen on this show. Yeah. I don't know why she isn't on it.
Great. She was on Watch What Happens Live, and she talked a lot of stuff. She's friends with Tamra's ex-best friend, Ricky, and knows a bunch of things. I mean, it basically sounds like she still is in the OC housewife ring. So no reason why she shouldn't still be on the show. Just a couple little bombs she dropped on the show. Shannon also said that Shannon and Vicky don't talk anymore, and Gretchen did admit to watching some clips of the show, but I don't know if that's
she never admits that she watches the show, but she knows everything that's going on. She's done that since she left the show. We know you watch. How can you not?
Yes, exactly.
And it did get super duper duper weird when Tamra came up between Shannon and Gretchen.
I saw that.
So if you guys didn't catch Watch What Happens Live last Monday, go back and watch.
I want to know why, if Vicky and Shannon aren't talking, then are Shannon and Megan, like, still? Because when Megan was here...
when Megan was here, she did say they aren't speaking anymore, and actually, Shannon herself reiterated that just a couple weeks ago in an interview.
But why? They're so chummy now.
Shannon says she's upset about what Megan has been saying in her interviews about Shannon.
Right.
That was Megan's speculation when she came, and Shannon did admit that a couple weeks ago.
But that was, like, because she's watching it back, and she shouldn't be doing that. Because now they've already...
they've gone past it.
Yeah. Megan should have been like, don't watch until episode 17.
Then we're good.
17?
Yeah.
Then we're square. You can tune in.
Yeah, no, it seems like all these friendships have really gone nuclear since they've stopped filming. And it's going to make for an explosive reunion.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm definitely looking forward to that reunion.
Good lordy.
I haven't been this excited for a rock reunion in a while. So as we look forward to that, let's look forward to the future and predict what's coming up next.
I know. We're all over the place. Well, I don't know that it's necessarily a prediction, but next episode, I'm extremely excited for Brianna's visit.
Yes!
Which
the truth teller.
Yes. And she was hit with the news, essentially, of the farce that perhaps Brooks is laying on all the ladies. And Brianna straight up says, I will kill him myself. Straight up.
So dramatic.
She's very serious in her dislike for Brooks. Mm-hmm. Very serious.
I predict she's staying in a hotel.
Yes.
100%.
She's not staying at the house. I am also excited for her arrival, because I always like the knowledge or whatever, commentary, whatever we want to call it. Yes, I appreciate her. I don't know. What else did they show us in the previews that looked interesting?
We're going to see Tamra's baptism.
Yeah, she's getting all made up to go get the dunk.
And I liked how the makeup artist said, just don't squint too hard.
Yeah, you're like,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm most excited about Brianna.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the highlight of next episode. And just to see, like, is it only a conversation or does anything else materialize? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, on her way to the baptism, Vicky says that the women are doing Satan's work.
Mm.
So it looks like a religiously themed episode next
this
week.
This whole season
it's been
very
a season.
Yeah, we've been wishy-washy on Tamara and this whole thing, if it's genuine with the baptism and wanting to find God and all that. So I think we're definitely going to get our answer next week.
It seems legit. I mean, it seems like she really turned into a tough time with her custody battles, and I believe that she's really in it for real.
Yeah, I really would have liked to have some of the commentary of former religious housewife that...
Oh, Alexis!
Yeah, that literally Tamara just talked such...
Oh, yeah.
I was going to call her by her nickname.
What was the nickname?
Jesus Jugs.
Yes. Right, yes. Jesus Jugs. I really...
Good old Jesus Jugs.
Tamara mentions Alexis, like, throughout the season, like, oh, all the bad things I said about Alexis, but I really would like her perspective on
that.
That
would be a very interesting angle.
Yes. Right? I'm surprised that they haven't
capitalized on
that. Well,
I
saw Tamara on What Happens Live earlier in the season, and I believe a caller or a question came through about, like, you know, do you regret anything you said now that you're Christian, you know, regret anything you said towards Alexis, and she kind of made a joke about it. Did you see that?
Yeah, she didn't take back what she said. Like, she said, I stand by saying something negative about Alexis, but I shouldn't have said that because of the religious connotation.
You got it.
Yeah, ooh, she definitely didn't apologize, but she, like, apologized to God, kind of, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, okay. I really feel like Alexis's perspective would be interesting.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll try to get in touch with her.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. No, it's all good.
Then we're like, bring Gretchen back, bring Alexis back. Bring them all back.
Well, I don't know if we need Alexis back full time. Well, just for the husband alone. I don't know if I can handle that. Like, too much. They still have those trampoline parks?
Oh, yeah. They're building parks. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're thriving.
Good for them. Yeah. All right.
People like to jump.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Well, give us a thumbs up and share, rate, subscribe, and of course, tweet with us. There's more to say. You can find us on Twitter. Ladies, where can we find you?
Oh, everybody, please hit me up at Christy Reports, and also check out ChristyReports.com. Some good stuff for you.
Woo! I always do that. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean, because I am Allison Dean.
She is. Yes.
It's true.
Yes, and you can find me, Blake V, on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. That'll do it for us with the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Whee! Bye, everyone!
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.